Thank you. Human rights violations in Cambodia's microfinance sector continue to run rampant. Not enough attention is given to the devastating impacts on Cambodian borrowers. No formal mention has been made of this issue through the UPR cycle. The numbers are staggering. At March 2024, Cambodia's microloan portfolio was valued at a shocking $18 billion. The average microloan in Cambodia is over $5,000, which is several times more than the annual income of most Cambodians. There is a severe lack of effective regulation or consumer protection in the financial sector. This worsens the situation by permitting unsustainable lending and abusive collection practices by credit officers. Over-indebtedness is widespread and includes indigenous and so-called ID poor families, which is a government classification for families living in poverty. A key problem is that many loans are collateralized against land titles, including protected indigenous land. Credit officers often pressure borrowers to accept yet more loans or intimidate borrowers into selling land to repay. Debt-driven suicides have been reported as a result. Children are being taken out of school so that they can instead work to service the incredibly high debts. Communities have also reported eating less food in order to repay microloan debts. One 2022 study found that approximately 167,000 Cambodian households had sold land to repay a microloan in the last 5 years, equivalent to nearly 100 debt-driven land sales every day for 5 years. We call on the Cambodian government to urgently address this issue by preventing land titles being used as collateral for microloans, return land titles currently held as collateral, and establish debt relief for over-indebted families, especially indigenous and ID poor households.